Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll have a grammar lesson, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Ira Gershwin, Freddie Martin, and Harold Adamson, and fulfill a request. My friend, the exceedingly talented pianist and composer Max Keenlyside, is from Canada. A couple of weeks ago, in a Facebook post, I mentioned his very clever piano arrangement of the Canadian National Anthem, which starts out very formally and traditional, but suddenly breaks into a flurry of ragtime. And there's a YouTube video you should check out of Max having a fun time performing it at last year's West Coast Ragtime Festival. Now, Canada's national anthem is titled O Canada, with the single letter O and not OH. And there is a technical difference. Using the single letter, also known as the vocative O, indicates that something or someone is being directly addressed. In the case of Canada's national anthem, the lyrics point this out in lines such as, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee, how dear to us thy broad domain, and with glowing hearts we see thee rise. But for this first segment of the show, we've got some song titles with the interjection or exclamation O, spelled O-H, beginning with Robert Cloud and his orchestra, and O.
It's the same story that has been told before. That I am telling, I will tell it once more. Naturally, it's love, about falling in love. I have found someone that I keep thinking of and sighing. Oh, how happy I could be, oh, and filled with ecstasy if I could feel that you would let me claim you for my own. Oh, I'd never sit and whine, oh, if you were only mine, for I would never feel alone. Wealthy folks with all their fine clothes, diamonds and dough, won't have nothing on me if you'll be my loving so-and-so. And oh, throughout this life of mine, I have thoughts of love divine. Gee, I love you, oh, 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 oh. Thank you.
My, oh my, what a pleasant disposition. It's been my one ambition to find a girl like you. My, oh my, you're such a lovely person, and you have me rehearsing. I do, I do, I do. You're so ducky, I'm so lucky, lucky that I met ya. Am I gonna get ya? Baby, you can betcha. My, oh my, you're sweet and so vivacious. Oh gee, oh gosh, oh goodness gracious, my, oh my.
That distinctive sound of jazz violinist Eddie South and his international orchestra with My Oh My, written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel. Eddie South himself was the vocalist on that June 12, 1933 recording made in Chicago at the Merchandise Mart, which at the time it opened in 1930 was the largest building in the world at 4 million square feet. And remarkably, it's still there. Before that, Ray Miller and his orchestra with Oh, 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 What a Night, written by Benny Davis and Jesse Greer. That recording was made March 9, 1926, and Oh, 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 What a Night is performed in the 1929 Vitaphone short, Frank X. Silk, The Man About Town. Before Ray Miller, it was Joseph Samuel's Music Masters with Oh, Joy, composed by Billy Schroeder, from the musical comedy A Wise Child. That Emerson 78 was recorded around June 15, 1921, and there are words which were written by Rita Johnson Young. We started off that exclamatory set with Robert Cloud and his orchestra with an unidentified vocalist on an August 22, 1929 test pressing of Oh, written by a pair named Harrison and White. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, December 6th, marked the birth in 1896 in New York City of Israel Gershovitz. You know him better as lyricist Ira Gershwin. He enrolled as an English major at City College of New York in 1914, but dropped out after a couple of years and worked a series of jobs, while younger brother George was establishing himself in the music business. At George's urging, the brothers first collaborated in 1918 on the Real American Folk Song, which appeared in the show Ladies First. And Ira continued to write lyrics under the name Arthur Francis, a combination of the names of his younger brother and sister. George and Ira Gershwin worked on more than 20 musicals and songs and were the first writing team to win a Pulitzer Prize for songwriting. Ira Gershwin died in Beverly Hills on August 17, 1983. Although they were business partners, and following George's 1937 death, Ira worked on preserving his legacy, for this segment, here are three of Ira's lyrics set to music composed by others.
Just try to keep a sunny disposition. We'll always see you through when up above the skies are black. Instead of being blue, Mr. Trouble makes our faces grow long. But a smile will have him saying so long, so long. It really doesn't pay to be a gloomy pill. It's absolutely most ridiculous, positively seal. The rain may pitter-patter, it really doesn't matter. life can be delish with a sunny disposition. Just try to have a sunny disposition. Anytime the thunder starts to rumble down, don't let hope tumble down or castles crumble down. If the blues appear, just make the best of them. Just make a jest of them. Don't be possessed of them. At the risk of sounding rather platitudinous, here's what I believe should be the attitude of us. A sunny disposition will always see you through, even though the skies are black instead of being blue. Mr. Trouble makes our faces crawl on, crawl on, but a smile will have him saying, so long, I've gone to stay. It really doesn't pay to be a gloomy pill. It's absolutely most ridiculous, positively sill. The rain may pitter-patter, it really doesn't matter. For life can be delish with a sunny
I miss it, something fearful. And this cheerful little earful is the well-known I love you. Stocks can go down, business slow down, but the milk and honey flow down with the cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. In every play it's a set phrase, what the public get phrase, but as a pet phrase it'll do, do, do. Boo-boo-roo it, salt and cue it, make me happy, you can do it with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. Something fearful, and this cheerful little earful is the well-known I love you. Stocks can go down, business slow down, but the milk and honey flow down with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you.
We'll be right back. faces the day we quit punching the clock. The future looks pleasant, but at present let's take a walk around the block. You're just the companion I want at Grand Canyon for throwing old blades down the rock. The money we'll have will go for travel. Meantime, let's walk around the block. Gangway, we'll begin when our ship comes in. You'll sit on my lap all over the map. To London in May time, to Venice in play time, to Paris in time for a frock, to Boston in bean time, darling, bean time. Let's take a walk around the block.
With music written by Yip Harburg and Harold Arlen, Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra, and Let's Take a Walk Around the Block from Life Begins at 8:40. The vocalist on that July 13, 1934 recording was Joey Nash. Before that, Vincent Lopez and his orchestra on Hit of the Week 1120, released to newsstands on January 22, 1931, and Cheerful Little Earful, a tune written by Harry Warren. The label credits Jack Parker as vocalist, but you, of course, recognize the voice as that of Smith Ballou. The Revelers recorded Sunny Disposition with the Gene Goldkett Band, featuring Bix Beiderbecke in 1927, but we started our tribute to Ira Gershwin with the quartet credited as the Merrymakers in a Brunswick recording made in September of 1926. Ed Smalley accompanied on piano. Sunny Disposition was composed by Philip Cherig, and you gotta love Ira Gershwin's lyric, which includes the line, "It really doesn't pay to be a gloomy pill. It's absolutely most ridic, positively sill." They don't write him like that anymore.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, December 9th, marked the birth in 1906 in Cleveland, Ohio, of tenor saxophonist and bandleader Frederick Alfred Martin, better known as Freddie Martin. And I believe this is the first time he's getting his own segment on the show. He started out playing drums and C melody sax, but settled on the tenor sax. He had his own band in high school and intended to study journalism at Ohio State University, but wound up pursuing a career in music. While working in a music store, he met Guy Lombardo, who became a lifelong friend. When Lombardo couldn't make a particular date, Martin's band filled in and his career began to take off. Martin formed his permanent band in 1931, and while appearing at the Marine Room in the Bossert Hotel in Brooklyn, he developed the tenor band style with three tenor saxes, brass, violin, and rhythm. The band first recorded in 1932 for Columbia, was booked at many prestigious hotels, was heard regularly on radio, appeared in a few films in the 1940s, and was even seen on television. Freddie Martin continued to lead his band into the 1980s, and he died on September 30, 1983, at age 76. Here are three from Freddie Martin with three different vocalists. Thank you.
bidding you good night. I love you, and because you love me too, I pray and say thank heaven for you. I'll dream, and you will be in everything I dream, the way you are in everything I do. That's why I say thank heaven for you. You are my own, just I alone, touch you with tender fingertips. When you are near, true and sincere, you bring a song to my lips. So rest, and if my prayer is answered, you'll be blessed. And I'll be blessed each night my whole life through, and pray and say thank heaven for you.
In my coffee and spread you on my bread, and I wish that you were in the highball going to my head. Dear, when you sit across the table, I'm then like the giant in the fable. Fee-fi-fo-fum, I'm overcome with a cannibalistic feeling. I'd like to smother you with mushrooms, zoom, and everything. I claim you'd be a dainty dish to set before a king. Oh, sweetheart, if I could obtain you as part of my daily menu, I'd like to dunk you in my coffee and spread you on my bread.
Thank you. my music. Lost my rhythm and I lost my music when I lost my man. Got no ignition, no ambition. There's no show, it's only intermission. When you lost your man, I never tried dancing, 'cause my dancing don't mean a thing. I was a hot singer, but what singer can sing without a song to sing? I need my music, need my rhythm. If my man comes home, he'll bring them with him. I mean my music and I mean my rhythm. I'm just an also-ran without my man.
Vivian Ruth singing the Lou Brown lyric to Lost My Rhythm, Lost My Music, Lost My Man. That's from Brown's Casino de Paris review, and Elsa Maxwell and Harry Axt wrote the tune. Freddie Martin and his orchestra, March 13, 1935. Now, I have a very strict food policy that prohibits dunking, such as donuts in coffee or cookies in milk. Nonetheless, before Vivian Ruth, I played Terry Shand with I'd Like to Dunk You in My Coffee. That, too, was written by Lou Brown and Harry Axt, and that recording was made November 15, 1934. We started off our tribute to Freddie Martin with Elmer Feldkamp vocalizing on Thank Heaven for You. The band was credited as Albert Taylor and his orchestra on that Panaccord 78 made May 13, 1933. In the same session, the band recorded Thank Heaven for You with a vocal by Will Osborne, which was released on Banner as by Will Osborne and his orchestra. I'm the actual Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online, at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast and part of the Global Community Radio Network. The very next day after Freddie Martin was born in Ohio, composer and songwriter Harold Adamson was born in Greenville, New Jersey. He grew up in New York City and went on to the University of Kansas and Harvard University, where he studied acting, but following graduation he pursued a songwriting career. By the early 30s he was contributing to Broadway shows, but in 1933 he signed a contract with MGM and moved to Hollywood, where he spent the remainder of his career writing music for movies. He also collaborated on some non-movie songs, including the lyrics to the theme song for the television sitcom I Love Lucy. He was nominated for 5 Academy Awards, retired from songwriting in the early 1960s, and was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1972. Harold Adamson died August 17, 1980. Here are 3 from the pen of Harold Adamson. Thank you.
sight to gaze upon and put your praises on. Oh, look who's here. My, my. Oh, look who's here. Looking cute and clever, well, I swear I never will. You look who's here. My, my. What a beautiful smile. What a classical pose. What a wonderful style. With a wonderful these and a wonderful those. Oh, look who's here. She's an inspiration for a big ovation. It's time to cheer. Look who's here.
Did I dream until you came along that life could ever hold so many charms? But how was I to know that I would ever hold you in my arms? Though I used to plan on having you alone in some secluded secret rendezvous, oh, little did I dream that every little scheme would soon come true. I never knew skies could be so blue, dear. I never knew life could be so sublime. I always thought when I dreamt of you, dear, I was wasting my time. But strange as it may seem, you've opened up your heart and you've confessed that you're in love with me. Oh, little did I dream that such a sweet romance as this could be.
time on my hands, you in my arms, nothing but love in view. Then if you fall, once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for, one love affair for two. With time on my hands and you in my arms and love in my heart for you. When the day fades away into twilight, the moon is my light of love. In the night I'm quite a romancer, I find an answer above. To bring me consolation, you're my inspiration, this is my imagination.
June 1931, James Turner Layton, who also provided the piano accompaniment, and Clarence Nathaniel Johnstone with Time on My Hands, written by Harold Adamson, Mack Gordon, and Vincent Eumanns. That's from the show Smiles. Before that, from March 22, 1934, Don Bester and his orchestra with Maurice Cross and Little Did I Dream, composed by Burton Lane. That's from the 1934 Fox musical Bottoms Up, starring Spencer Tracy and Pat Patterson. We began our tribute to Harold Adamson with what I believe is a Triple R debut for Look Who's Here, another Lane Adamson collaboration. Claude Hopkins and his orchestra, January 13, 1933, with the vocalist Orlando Roberson.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
A couple of weeks ago, I received a very nice card from new listener Kelly in Atlanta, Georgia. Because of her love for the music of the era, she's convinced that she lived in the jazz age in a previous life. She also said she's looking forward to hearing more Helen Kane, Eddie Cantor, and Annette Hanshaw on the show. Well, Kelly, you didn't have to wait long. Here they are. Thank you.
the shop, and then I take her down to the 5 and 10. There's nothing too good for my baby. Baby likes a limousine, I show her one in a magazine. There's nothing too good for my baby. Baby wants lots of love, baby gets lots of love. Baby wants petting, baby gets petting. That's what I plenty of. Do I give? Yes, sirree. I'm no fool, I just gave her me. There's nothing too good for my baby. She wants a pearl, she told me once. So I ate oysters for months and months. There's nothing too good for my baby.
Here am I. Oh, do do something. Well, I've been hugged, and I've been kissed, and I want to see just what I've missed. So hold you. Oh, do something. I got the time and the place, and the place and the time I know. I got a bench and a park, and a park and a bench and oh. You know, other pairs, they're making haste. But look at me, I'm just born to waste. So, oh, do. Oh, do something. Summer night, stars galore. Oh, tell me, what are we waiting for, huh? Oh, come on, honey. Oh, come on, do something. You know, it's been told and explained that nothing tried is nothing gained. So, oh, do something. I got a hug and a kiss and a kiss and a hug or two. I want to give some away, and I'm going to give some away to you. Sitting round, oh, it seems so dumb. And look at me, I'm just getting numb. So, oh, do something.
I don't know about you, but I never tire of that record. With the orchestra directed by Leonard Joy, Helen Kane singing the Bud Green lyric to Sam H. Stepp's tune, Do Something. That Victor recording was made March 15, 1929. Before that, Annette Hanshaw with Lou Gold and his orchestra, credited as the Virginia Creepers, and Who Gives You All Your Kisses. That Pathé Actuel 78 was made December 1, 1927. Who Gives You All Your Kisses was written by Bob Elbel and Don Elbel, I'm assuming brothers, who also collaborated on Back Where the Daisies Grow and Sorry and Blue. We begin this Card Quest set with Eddie Cantor, Gus Arnhem in his orchestra, There's Nothing Too Good for My Baby. That's from the United Artists picture Palmy Days, written by Cantor, Benny Davis, and Harry Axt. Victor 22851, made in Hollywood, California, August 23rd, 1931. I hope you enjoyed those selections, Kelly. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.